19 workers at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico have been put on forced leave pending an investigation. Among those 19 are 11 people who had access to a safe that contained classified data. Earlier this month, two data storage devices from that safe at the nuclear weapons lab disappeared. The FBI is now also being called in. NPR's David Kestenbaum has been following the story and joins us now. And David, tell us more about these 19 workers who have been put on forced leave.
The lab's director, Pete Nanos, wouldn't name any names. He said they came from all levels of management. He was asked what the rank was of the highest person on that list, and he said he couldn't reveal that without actually revealing who the person was. I should mention that four of the people on this list don't have anything to do with the missing classified data. They were involved in an accident where a 20-year-old woman, an intern, accidentally looked into a laser and injured her eye. Apparently, it was unclear that the laser was on.
Separate thing altogether.
Yes.
If the FBI is now involved in the data storage device case, does that suggest that officials there think that espionage is a possibility?
They say they can't rule anything out. Joe Barton, the congressman from Texas who sits on the who chairs the committee that oversees the lab, went down there on Monday, and he said the FBI is being called in to conduct an espionage investigation. Basically, the situation the lab is in is that they've interviewed all the relevant people, and they've looked in the safe, and they've looked in all the other places where they think these storage devices could be. They said they've looked in those places several times, and they can't find them, so they're really at loose ends.
How safe was the safe, do you know?
I'm told that the safe was in the high explosives division, and Joe Barton, when he went down there, said that he tells me that the safe was at the end of a long hallway near a soda machine. He said access to the building, there was not a guard when he was there to get into the building. You needed to be cleared to get in the building, but an ID card, you swipe it and that would let you in. It was a combination safe. He says 11 people had access to the safe, but over 200 people had access to the building.
Not an entirely unusual thing for something classified to disappear. Why is this case being taken so seriously, do you think?
That's true. I mean, since December, there have been three incidents where the lab has lost some classified information. But in the previous cases, it's been pretty clear that the information, that the data was actually destroyed and just not marked destroyed in the books. So the lab used to have something like 90,000 pieces of 90,000 storage devices with classified data on them, and they've been slowly winnowing that down. And occasionally when something gets destroyed in the books, it doesn't get marked as destroyed. So then when you do an inventory later, you say, oh, where is it? But you can't find it because it's been destroyed. In this case, it's unclear that that's what happened. They don't really know what happened. And they won't say what's on the storage devices, but they say if it fell into the wrong hands, it would be bad.
We mentioned that the data storage devices were discovered to be missing earlier this month, but I understand there's now some confusion about how long they've actually been missing.
There's now some question about the inventory that was done in March, which showed that everything was in the safe. In fact, there were two other devices that were actually missing from that safe, apparently then, because they were discovered in some other location now. So no one quite knows whether they should trust that inventory. And Joe Barton says that he thinks these two missing devices could have been gone for as much as a year.
Hmm. David, you've been talking to workers at Los Alamos. What are they telling you about the mood at the lab?
The lab has been shut down since last Friday, so there's been no work going on. Everyone's just been searching for these devices and redoing their training. And even the cafeteria has been shut down, so the one place where people could gather to discuss things has been closed. The lab's director held an all-staff meeting where everyone can watch on a video screen. And he read aloud for some emails that had been sent to him. He said that some people clearly didn't get the message that this was serious, and he said those people better get it.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, thanks very much.
You're welcome.